DACA illegal aliens demand American citizenship after judge rules program unconstitutional. By John Binder on July 19, 2021. Illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, are demanding amnesty with a path to obtaining American citizenship after a federal judge ruled the program unconstitutional. Last week, Judge Andrew Hannon ruled that the Obama administration had illegally implemented the DACA program to shield hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from deportation. The program, Hannon ordered, must be effectively shut down to new, illegal alien applicants. In response, DACA illegal aliens with the Open Borders group United We Dream, linked to billionaire George Soros, protested outside of the United States District Courthouse in Houston, Texas, on Monday to demand amnesty. "It hurts deeply that my home state, the place I've grown up in and that I've grown to love, is the one leading the charge against me and my right to live and work," Susie Lojano, a DACA illegal alien, said during the protest, according to Click2 Houston. "Last week's decision by Judge Hannon to partially end DACA was cruel and vindictive," Lojano continued. Since Hannon's ruling on DACA, Open Borders activists and key members of President Joe Biden's administration have said Senate Democrats must use the case as an impetus to sneak an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into a budget deal through the little-known filibuster-proof reconciliation process. On Monday, Biden told the media it would be up to the Senate parliamentarian to decide whether or not an amnesty could be passed through reconciliation. "Should Democrats try to sneak an amnesty into a budget via reconciliation, it will be up to Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough to halt the plan on the grounds that the measure is not budget-related but actually alters federal immigration law." McDonough previously stopped Democrats from increasing the federal minimum wage via reconciliation. A DACA amnesty would put more U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, commonly referred to as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would potentially be left with a $26 billion bill. Additionally, about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to be either criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.